What is up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Untapped North. I am your host, Andrew Stewarts, and I am so glad to be back and bringing you another episode of the show this week. And what a week it was. We had the Olympics get underway. The National Hockey League was on pause for the NHL All-Star break, and they finally get back into action tonight with two Canadian teams hosting their games. We also then had an absurdly bad take on women's hockey in the Olympics by a Toronto Star reporter who shall not be named. In fact, that's where I want to start off today's show and get this off the table immediately. Ladies and germs, this is the Untapped North podcast, and this is our first topic today: why women's sports deserve to be recognized everywhere. Last night, as I was perusing Twitter, I came across an article that truly made my jaw drop. The title read, "Why Women's Hockey Doesn't Belong at the Olympics." What the hell am I reading? I mean, honestly, what the hell is that headline? Clickbait, surely. And considering who wrote it, they have a track record of doing so, I am hardly surprised. But the headline did just that. It got me to click. And, just as I anticipated, I thought the opinion was one that should have been kept to themselves. You know something, though? They almost had me believing what they were selling at the start of the piece. It opened by talking about how, in particular, Canada was dominating their opposition so far at the Beijing Olympics, outscoring their opponents 23-2, while outshooting them 118-44. I was in agreement when the article called it abomination domination, and about how, quote, routes can and should be savored for their exceptionality, end quote. And I mean, they're kind of right. It can be a little tiresome to watch your favorite team dominate and win every single game, regardless of what level they're playing at. Some diversity in matchups is always appreciated, and the lack of unpredictability in the Olympic Games can, for lack of a better term, be boring for some people. But that's when the article takes a turn. Once the author started talking about how women's hockey is, quote, a cheap medal, and how unless you're Team Canada or Team USA, that you're merely, quote, just fodder, a mashup for bronze, you lost me. And clearly, you've lost the point of what it means to be an Olympian, and especially a professional female athlete. Some of the most talented and outstanding female hockey players out there would agree with me that they have a place in the Olympic Games just like every other athlete. Just because they're dominant and talented in their sport doesn't mean they don't face challenges and struggles along the way. Most of these female athletes are not athletes first. They may have full-time jobs, they might be moms and have families. Needless to say, the majority of these athletes aren't just training and kicking it between Olympic years. They're finding time to train on top of everything else they've got going on. They're constantly dealing with resources and funding being taken away from women's sports. There's the constant fight for equal pay and recognition for their talents year after year. So to casually write off an entire Olympic sport and many talented athletes within it is just absurd. To assume that just because there are two powerhouses in the sport, that it isn't as entertaining or enjoyable, is equally absurd. Marie-Philippe Poulin, Melody Daoust, Jenny Hirakoski, Alina Miller, Brianna Decker, Hillary Knight. Those are merely six names of some of the coolest, most talented, and inspirational female hockey players in this year's Olympic Games. Without seeing them on the Olympic or world stage, their talents may not have the opportunity to reach the eyes of hundreds of thousands around the world. Without seeing them on the Olympic or world stage, how are hundreds of young female and male athletes going to be inspired by their excellence? So, does women's hockey belong at the Olympics? You bet your ass it does, along with any other sport that features the talents of female athletes. Team Canada and Team USA renew their rivalry tonight at 11:10 p.m. Eastern Time, and I, for one, cannot wait to support and cheer on some very deserving and talented women. The National Hockey League resumes tonight with two Canadian teams in action. The Toronto Maple Leafs host the Carolina Hurricanes, while the Ottawa Senators are hosting the New Jersey Devils. One of the most talked about storylines on the night is between the Leafs and Hurricanes, with both goaltenders facing their former teams. Peter Mrazek gets the call for the Leafs, while Freddie Anderson is expected to dress tonight for the Hurricanes. Auston Matthews continues to dominate for the Leafs, leading the team with 51 points. Meanwhile, the Hurricanes are led by one of their offensive juggernauts, Sebastian Aho, who has 45 points at the halfway mark of the season. In the only other game tonight, both goalies have losing records, and this could be a great game for either of them to begin to right their respective ship. John Gillies has a 1-6-1 record going into tonight's expected start for the Devils. Meanwhile, Matt Murray has been confirmed for the Senators. His record is 4-6-2. Both NHL games are dropping the puck at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, so make sure you check out both of those tonight. And that's it. That's all today, ladies and gentlemen. I really just wanted to voice my opinion on such an awful take when it comes to not just sports, but women's hockey. And other than that, we're gearing up for an exciting second half in the NHL. The Ontario Hockey League is, of course, still well on its way and continuing to roll. But that's all I've got for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking the time to give Untapped North a listen today and every day. Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Untapped North. That's at UNTAPPEDNORTH. Once again, folks, my name is Andrew Stewarts, and thank you so much for listening. Have a great one, and until next time, peace.
have a great time.